It is supposed to be the hottest time of the year in the Philippines, but a tropical storm has battered many areas in the eastern Visayas region, leaving many towns cut off because of floodwaters and landslides. In the province of Iloilo, rescuers struggled to help stranded residents to get them to nearby shelters. In Leyte, volunteers are helping the overwhelmed Coast Guards rescue the most vulnerable. Missions like these are often more complicated, given these communities are in far-flung areas. In the town of Baybay, more than 14 bodies have been found after a landslide. And in the town of Bunga, rescue efforts continue to be hampered by rain.
As you all know, this Lenten season, we prepared for the security measures, heavy influx of the passengers, and the maritime safety aspect of the traveling public. We have deployed around 200 specialized water search and rescue personnel trained to conduct search and rescue operations even in those flooded areas. And we have also deployed some of our rubber boats and other small floating assets to help in the evacuation.
Power lines and communications are badly damaged. More than 8,000 people are stranded and thousands have been evacuated. Meggy, known locally as Agaton, is the first storm to hit the Philippines this year. And it came at the start of Easter week, one of the country's busiest travel periods. At a time, too, when the Philippines has lifted nearly all COVID-19 restrictions. Jamela Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Manila.